Hey, news listeners, it's Tuesday and time for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 17th of January, 2023. Got the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. So, did you buy yourself a PC last year? Yeah, chances are you didn't. Chances are most people you know also didn't either. That's because in the last quarter, PC shipments, they saw their biggest decline ever. Now, of course, a lot of this has to do with the economy, which is pretty much in the crapper right now in most places, and the pandemic recovery as well. You know, supply chain, yada, yada, yada. According to Gartner and IDC, PC shipments actually fell more than 28% year over year, the fourth quarter of 2022, meaning that's the steepest quarterly decline ever on record. Some manufacturers actually had worse woes than others. Brands like Lenovo, HP, and Dell, they saw their shipments tumble between 29 and 37% in 2022. Acer, on the other hand, 41%. As for when the PC may have its return to glory, it may take a while, if ever. Most analyst groups are saying if a recovery is to bound, don't look for it until 2025. Apple might be working on some touchscreen Macs. Yeah, apparently after so many years of saying, no, we're not going to do that, they finally said, okay, we make an iPad, we touch that, and we make a MacBook, and I guess we could touch that too, and combined. However, though, that combination will probably not see the light this year, or maybe not even next year. According to Mark Gurman over there at Bloomberg, Apple laptops with touchability may not arrive until 2025. That's a lot of time between now and then. So anything is possible. However, though, at least according to Gurman's sources, don't expect a wild departure from the traditional Apple laptop design. MacBook Pro would still run macOS, of course, and include a standard trackpad and keyboard. But sources are also stating that it could be a similar, and this is sort of sacrilege to say, a Windows laptop touchscreen experience. Yeah, and we all know this goes completely against what old Steve Jobs said many years ago, stating that touchscreens don't belong on a Mac. Though we all know how the Gospel of Steve has actually been taken over the last few years. And finally, look at there, Google Meet emoji reactions. Yep, they're here. Yippee! Yeah, that's right. Google has finally rolled out those emoji reactions for Meet. And a lot of people have been waiting for them. Me, I guess I'm too old. I didn't really care. That means now the video conferencing platform will let you silently send out reactions to colleagues during calls. However, though, the emoji, it doesn't stay static like they do on Zoom, though. The reactions actually used during the call will instead float up to the left side of the screen and then will burst if multiple people use the same ones. Small emoji badges will also appear in the upper left corner of your video tile, so you can actually get to see who reacted to what. Anything to distract you from that meeting that you're in that's so important. Google says the feature is now available on Google Meet for web, iOS devices, and Meet hardware devices. Funny enough, though, it hasn't arrived on Android. You would think it would be there first, wouldn't you? In any case, Google says it's coming. It's just going to take a few more weeks. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to all the BTN content over there, and check out the latest Mac and big shows over there, too. Also, find us on Facebook at British Tech Network, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and our Slack room, ever-growing over there. We'd love for you to be a part of the community today, so join the fun now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on, but until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening.